WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. With your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, December 7th, and you're tuned in to Vital Health Radio, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. I'm Ed Jones, founder of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and helping people live stronger, healthier lives since 1979. Each week on this show, we explore the powerful intersection of nutrition, lifestyle, and modern wellness, cutting through the noise and giving you practical tools that truly can transform your health. Whether you're listening live or catching the replay on your favorite podcast platform, we're grateful to have you with us. And as always, joining me is my co-host, co-pilot, and friend, the guru of the common man, Clint Powell. Good morning, Clint.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm extremely tired, a little bit fatigued, and I don't know why. Have you ever been that way?
You just described a normal day. Okay. You could have just said normal to me, and I'd been, he's probably that.
I haven't recovered from the 306 chin-ups, I believe, that I did last few week ago, actually. Mm. So, no, I'm doing overall, I'm well enough, but I want to be weller. I want to be weller, okay?
Well, I'm really rubbing off on you. This show is tanking quick because I've been hanging out with you.
Hey, we got to tell really quickly the appreciation for people who piled in like a parade at Nutrition World for Black Friday and Cyber Monday and
Small Business Saturday.
Saturday. It was an incredibly, massively busy day between 700 to 900 people, depending on which day. And I just want to thank the community of Chattanooga. We didn't make much money. That's not what we always come to work for. We want to empower people and give them a gift. And the gift was the offers that we gave for those days.
I just want to not tell you wrong. You're right. It's your company. But it's not that you didn't make a lot of money. It's you made money. You just didn't make the profit you would normally make. You sacrificed profit to get new customers and give them a good deal.
Yes.
Because people say, well, you had to make money. You sold stuff. Yeah, you did. But you would have made way more money if you just had three regular days.
Absolutely. Yeah, and profit, when I say make money, it's really making funds to pay more bills.
And buy new products and pay new staff. Yeah.
And I want to say that the other podcast that Clint does, 18 to 80, we did three of those, one on nicotine patches. We did one on methylene blue and one on mushroom. So you can access 18 to 80.
Yep. They'll all be out over the next. Right now, I've got the one about nicotine is out. And I did one with Josh Porter about peptides, part two. And then the other two will come out over the next few weeks because I don't put them all out at once.
And we're going to talk to a Dr. Keeley on peptides in the second segment.
Right.
They're going to be amazing. And to change subject totally because we're short of time.
Yeah, we just got two long guests today. Big
guests. You ever eaten at Whataburger?
No, but they're coming to East Ridge.
That's right. When they do, don't go because I looked up every ingredient that they use. Everything is pure seed oil junk. They don't have one redeeming value of food at Whataburger. And I will guarantee you they'll be lined up around the block because of just the name, Whataburger.
It's famous. It's for burgers, man.
Hey, you know the guy at Portofino? Part of his family's opening a restaurant in Cleveland called Mr. Tallow because he knows tallow is a healthier oil than these seed oils. And it's going to be really cool if you're up there in Cleveland.
Man, I want some Portofino's now. I'm going to go get their spaghetti tonight.
Oh, right now it sounds I'm hungry.
Too. That sounds fantastic.
Yes, it does.
I'm going. That's it. As soon as I'm done with Dave Fire after this one, Dave with Dawson Wheeler, I'm going to Portofino's.
And you can order Edward's elixir drink. No, you won't. No. But it is the drink on the menu with my special tequila.
Absolutely.
Believe it or not. And if you're looking for a Christmas gift, I bought my daughter this last year, and I bought myself this a few months ago, EMF blocker. There's one by a company, and I've mentioned it before, called Blue Shield, BLUShield.com. And if you type in the word Nut World, you will get a good discount on that.
Okay.
Why are you smiling over there?
Nothing. I just love it whenever time you give everybody the code. But anyway, beyond that, I just want to say you can also get gift cards from Nutrition World. Ooh. And make great stocking stuffers too.
I'm so. This is why I bring you on as a co-pilot.
Yeah, I got to push the microphone away so I don't say anything else.
All right. Well, it is about time to move on to the next segment. And
yeah, because we have two great guests coming in. One's a call-in and one flew halfway across the country to be here.
Yep,
so,
from
yeah.
Utah. Yep. So stay with us. Vital Health Radio. We'll be right back with more ways to live strong and live well.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Real estate investors, here's a cash flow deal. 3 wooded acres on Lookout Mountain with a 3-bedroom home already rented for $1,150 a month. Plus, there's acreage to build 1 or 2 more homes on the property, just minutes from Macklemore Resort and Cloudland Canyon at 754 Dale Trail, Menlo, Georgia, and priced well under $200,000. Contact me, Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 423-315-1815, or check it out at georgiahomeforsale.com.
Hey Chattanooga, are you ready for some SEC college football? Well, we are. I'm Sean Whitfield. Join Stephen Hargis, sports editor with the Times Free Press, and me each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for College Football Radio on Rock 103.7. Start your SEC college football game day with us. We'll talk nothing but SEC college football. College Football Radio on Rock 103.7 each Saturday morning at 9 a.m., a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Hi, I'm Blake Watson.
And I'm Sean Whitfield. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Don't know where to turn for advice or have questions related to your home? Are you a do-it-yourselfer?
We are your home source for useful tips and guidance from many great home improvement professionals.
If you miss any episode, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Your Home Radio Download,
a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, here again with my co-host Clint Powell. And together, we've been honored to bring you insights on health and well-being every week for the past 7 years. And today is no exception. So let's dive back in. If you've listened to Vital Health for any time at all, you know that Nutrition World is connected with empowering other people on their journey to health. One of the most important methods to do that is to find team members that join your group to help you along this path to your optimal health. That doesn't happen with people who are not having a toolbox big enough to offer the kind of information, the kind of treatments, the kind of advice that we will mostly all need as we age. You know, there's one thing, to, you have a UTI, you have a strep throat, you have, you know, you have break a leg or something. Traditional medicine's amazing, awesome, even with heart attacks. But when it comes to these massively chronic conditions that many of us are dealing with, everything from the chronic fatigues to the Lyme to the mold to other autoimmune issues, you need to find people who really are in the minority big time. And that's what I do constantly is connect with those. Today we have a physician, Dr. Keeley, that I have been speaking to for several months and supremely impressed about his credentials. Thank you for joining us on Vital Health Radio, Dr. Keeley.
You know, Ed, I genuinely appreciate you and the breadth and the depth of what you've done over the past decades. I always admire individuals who have been able to stand the test of time. Medicine has certainly evolved, and it has been a privilege to watch you evolve and how you're always on the cutting edge of where modern science has come. So thank you for having me.
Wow. And I'm equally as impressed on the conversations that we've had up to this point. It's a breath of fresh air. And I think I said that to you during some of our conversations, because you know things that I find very rare in the community of health and certainly in the public. So without me trying to say what you do, what you are, can you tell the listeners, where did you come from and what is happening? Why are you doing it and what are you offering to these people? And you correct me if I'm wrong. You live in Chicago. Is that correct?
I sure do.
All right. And one of the purposes here is you do telemedicine. So when people listen, I don't want them to say, well, he's too far away. No, he's right here local, because you are offering services online and on Zoom and other on the phone and things like that. So tell me about some of your roots and why are you so different?
Well, local indeed, interestingly. Maybe we can start there, because my executive assistant, who's our patient care coordinator, Alicia, who many of, all of my patients come to me, she actually resides in Chattanooga. And perhaps I'll highlight her story. So she was referred to me by one of my other patients. And her story was very, very typical. She's seen 2, 3, 4, sometimes 5 other practitioners, often functional medicine practitioners, which I learned very quickly, we are not all equal. And she was still stuck. She wasn't getting any better. She was experiencing some very debilitating pain and a lot of things going on with her GI and some just chronic debilitating symptoms overall. And she had signed up for a functional medicine program, and they said that, you know, they needed her to sign up for a year or two. And I looked at her and I said, Alicia, in 2 months, I will resolve your problem. And in 2 weeks, you will already start feeling better. And that's exactly what we did. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, she asked me if she could work for me. And she's been kind of spreading the gospel of what we do. And what we do is very simple. Is we need to discern very quickly what's going on internally that's manifesting externally. People with chronic pain issues, it's awful a representative of internal inflammation, internal dysfunction, internal issues with our blood chemistry. And so that's what we look at. We'll start with a blood test. We often will pair that with a stool test, because I learned early on over a decade of doing this, most people have GI symptoms, most people have sleep issues, and most often both. And that's kind of the cornerstone of where we help our patients heal. But that's just one facet. I mean, we treat Lyme, autoimmune issues, cancer patients, and sometimes just people that come in with pain or nagging issues, you know, they can't sleep, their motility's off, they're just feeling off, low energy, low libido. We treat females as well with perimenopause, postmenopause, bioidentical hormone replacement. We treat infertility. And you know what? I want to say sadly, but it was with the biggest privilege, we also treat kids, because what we've been finding is, as we've been treating adults, our adults would just ask us, hey, you know, can you help my child that's struggling with X, Y, or Z? And so very quickly, we began treating kids as well with, you know, autism, neurodivergence, PANS or PANSAs. So we have some very complex, challenging cases that we're able to intervene. And the question how is super simple, is we take a look at all the data points and we correlate the patterns and we begin to design a personalized treatment plan based upon these tests. And so I don't like guessing. I like testing and I like treating. And that, to me, is the epitome of practicing precision-based medicine and is also why we have 100% success rate with all our patients. When I take on a patient, I tell them failure is no longer an option. We're going to get them better. The only question is how fast. And my goal, using natural nutrients, pharmacology when appropriate, is helping our patients heal faster and safer.
I love that. There could not have been a better explanation of your system of healing. Now, I want to put some words in your mouth, and I think certainly want your comment on it. I think what differentiates you from the normal person, which they're not bad people at all. We just have a system that's kind of broke, certainly not the people in it. And you stepped out of that normal system. But what you do is you look for the reasons why poor health has occurred, because how can you fix something on the car if it's broken, if you're not able to look internally to see why is it not running any longer? And because you have access and experience on these tremendously informative tests that most healthcare practitioners are clueless about, then you offer these, you can offer things that other people can't. And I'm just, when I looked at the website, and I have looked at it, you have a staff of some incredible other helpers along your path. And I love your confidence. It's just astounding how much you offered.
I have a quick question. Maybe it's a statement and you can take it as a question. One of the things that I have been amazed in as I have dealt with this with Ed on the radio show for years now is how often and you said something about the gut. I am becoming more and more aware of how many things in my body that I associate with joint pain, mental fatigue, bad sleep, and I don't realize that the origins of so many of the things that I, air quote, live with start right there in my gut. Most of us would never say, let me begin with what my gut's doing.
Yeah, why is that so interconnected to so many other ailments that we are experiencing?
So often when we talk about root cause, and Hippocrates kind of identified this long ago, is all kind of dysfunction begins in the gut. And certainly there's other organs of detoxification and elimination which need not be overlooked, such as the kidneys and liver and obviously our lymph. We now recognize that your microbiome has a direct interplay with every single biological system in the body. So when you overlook the gut, and when you overlook your microbiome, we now use shotgun genomics to identify all the species and strains in the microbiome. We see very quickly signatures in Alzheimer's, in Parkinson's, in our mental health patients, in depression, anxiety, in mood disorders, in neurological symptoms, obviously in anything gut-related, anything autoimmunity-related. That has been my focus for the last decade. People don't realize, to me, autoimmunity is a diagnosis of 7 years. And what has happened is barrier dysfunction. And while most of which can happen in the gut, because if you look at GALT, gut-associated lymphoid tissue, and secretory IgA, it's estimated now even up to close to 90% of your immune system resides at that epithelial barrier, your gut lining. And so if you neglect starting there, to me, I say this all the time, this is the number one longevity test that no practitioner is running. And that's hyperbole. Obviously, you know, individuals on your staff are doing that probably at a high level. And I know when you said, you know, the breadth of testing we do, we use your labs as well. I love what you're doing. Everything you're doing, I consider to be doing at the highest level as well. The biggest difference is for me is that has been my area of focus and expertise for the last 10 years. If someone has cardiovascular issues, a leaky heart, leaky gut. If someone has allergy or asthma, leaky lungs, leaky gut. If someone has any sort of rheumatoid arthritis, psoriatic issues, again, leaky gut, leaky skin. Anything going on in the brain with Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, MS, leaky gut, leaky brain now. Or excuse me, the previous one was leaky gut, leaky skin. That's so leaky gut, leaky brain. So we see now the interplay with what happens at the level of the gut, unfortunately no longer stays at the gut. And if we have this intestinal permeability, or what's colloquially known now as leaky gut, unfortunately, that's where the body begins to upregulate immune dysfunction through heightened inflammatory response, which chronically manifests as disease. And the upside now with the use of peptides and where modern science and medicine has evolved is I can actually heal people in half the time, which has been remarkable. So what sometimes take, you know, a year or two, we're resolving symptoms in, you know, less than a year, sometimes 6 months, 3 months or less, depending. Look at the gut lining. It turns over every 3 to 7 days. We want to heal. The body wants to heal. We just got to get it out of the way. And my goal is, how quickly can we reverse the both external and internal environment that's keeping us ill? I mean, it's estimated there's 2 billion pounds of chemicals in circulation in the U.S. alone. Our environments are making us sick. What I do is I fill in the gap and provide the solution to the holes to overcome whatever disease, illness, pain that the individual is experiencing. And so you're absolutely right, but when you had suggested that, you know, you got to start at the gut, and we have to, people often, you know, at a meal, you'll give a toast. You know, I'm a faith-based man as well, but people often give a toast. You know what I do is I pray to my microbiome every single night. We are about 47% human and about 53% bacteria. Our bacterial cells outnumber us 10 to 1. We don't realize that we are slaves to our little microbes, and my goal is to nourish them every time I eat.
You, of course, you speak my language so well. And I also want to make a comment. I know with 46 years of really working very diligently to help people, empower them for their health, when you get you have to become good at interpreting testing of individuals. It doesn't come with a envelope full of here's all the advice. This is a very complex thinking. And I really believe healing is an art as much as a science that's equal. But there's an art to it. You have the history to do that. And I wanted, before we run out of time, we got to talk about your peptides and regarding what. First off, tell people what a peptide is. I know you specialize in it, and we have really no one who specializes in it. It was one of the biggest reasons why I wanted to partner with you. And so tell people a little bit about peptides.
Yeah, absolutely. So interestingly, I want to make a quick reference into the labs, because the power's not the test, the power's in the interpretation.
Yes.
Like I said, all my patients, they've seen 3, 4, 5 functional medicine practitioners. And then when they come to see me, they say no one has spoken them to the level that they have been spoken to. My goal is to educate. And that's why I'm the crazy guy running around doing the webinars and seminars and speaking engagements and conferences, because medicine and sciences continues to evolve. The onus is on us to stay prudent and to stay relevant. And so enter in the world of peptides. This is nothing novel. The research has been unequivocal from Russia, from China, from Israel. They've been doping their athletes using peptides for decades. I've been sourcing peptides, not for human consumption, for research purposes only, for over 10 years. What has changed is now they're going through 503A compounding pharmacies. There's a certificate of analysis on every batch. I source only what I consider to be the highest quality and efficacy in terms of peptides. So what I found 10 years ago versus what we're doing today, the results are astounding. When we used to inject so long ago, some things would help, less so. Now is I will literally have people walking into my office with crutches with a level 10 pain, walking out 2 days later, no boot, no crutches necessary. And it's not even the intellect of myself. It's just my goal is to stay current where science evolves and to use peptides to enhance patient outcomes. So what are peptides? It's a sequence of amino acids. Take, for example, BPC-157, which is becoming the most ubiquitous peptide now.
Yes.
So that is naturally synthesized in our gastric enzymes. And what we are able to do is extract that and inject it into damaged local tissue. What does it do? It's a very potent signaling molecule. It tells the body we need to send all the nutrients in here to start signaling healing. It also helps rebuild the mucosal membrane. So going back to autoimmunity, any sort of joint pain, any issues with that regard, when you restore barrier and well, the body now can do what it's designed to do, which is heal. I often pair that with TB500. What is that? Thymus and beta 500. It's a fragment of your thymus gland. Why do kids often not get sick, assuming they're not, you know, eating their own boogers and putting their fingers in their mouth most of the time? Why do kids weren't, you know, getting COVID as frequently? Yes, there's the component of melatonin, but there's also the thymic gland, which involutes as we age. So this peptide, it helps rebuild the extracellular matrix and is very potent at removing and reducing scarred tissue. So when you looked at inflamed tissue and joints, there's a lot of built up cellular debris. So I go in there and we do a 1-2 punch BPC TB500 combo, And literally, the testimony who came to me, she was sitting on the table, 178 out of 10 level pain. I said, that's crazy. I've never heard that before. We got to consider going to the ER. She's like, Daniel, no, nothing they can do is going to help. You were referred to me. At the end of the testimony, she said, I wish I found you earlier. In one visit alone, her pain level went from 178 to less than 10.
Wow. We're going to run out of time pretty quickly here. That is an awesome explanation of peptides. It's triggering the body. It's assisting the body. It's not treating it with a Band-Aid approach. It's not painkillers. It is allowing the body to kind of take back its own course of healing and giving it education, information that it may have lost with the years of living. And I consider you my expert on peptides. A lot of people talk about peptides, and a lot of people know a lot, but you're truly practicing it. So on our website at nutritionw.com, you can go to our practitioner website, and you are on there now. That's the first person that's ever done that as far as not being in the store, because I want people to have access to someone who has this conversation, this experience. And so how would that work? We have about a minute left. How would that work if somebody contacts you and sets an appointment up? Would they be calling you, do Zoom? How would that work?
Typically, our process is simple. You speak to my assistant, Alicia. Like I mentioned, she's actually local in Chattanooga. Anyone can actually meet herself, but she'll kind of take copious notes in regards to what you're going through. Then I'll jump on a call and we'll figure out what are the best next steps, whether, you know, it's peptide management, whether it's telehealth, whether it's, you know, consulting and just helping you virtually. Like I said prior, is my goal is to get you better. And I have a non-negotiable commitment to our patients to help them heal. And so once we take on a new patient, we go through the entire medical history. From there, we design a very, very hyper-target specific personalized treatment plan, and we get you better. And it's super simple. We make the process as affordable as possible too. We try to keep our costs super lean. Nothing that we do in terms of peptides is cheap, but the reality is it works extremely well. And so glad to help partner with you. You are a vanguard for everything you're doing in terms of improving health patient outcomes. We're looking to step in and just enhance that further.
Well, Dr. Keeley, I am honored that you are joining our team, and it builds our credibility also. So we will be talking. I will be talking to you down the road very soon. I love Alicia. She came to the health fair. Amazing helper on your team. Who knows? Maybe she could actually, we could give her a room at Nutrition World and she could do the first interview there. I don't know, but we can talk later, and I wish you the very best. And thank you for joining us today on Vital Health Radio.
Thank you so much, gentlemen.
All right. Well, you're listening to Vital Health Radio, where wellness meets wisdom. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location. Search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company. It's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio and podcast. This is the show that believes knowledge is power, and that by embracing proven health strategies, we can all live longer, healthier, and more vibrant lives. I am Ed Jones with my crazy co-host Clint Powell, and we're glad you are with us. We had a gentleman in here a few months ago that comes to the store. He does training for the staff, and it is one of the most ambitious and educational types of training that I think we ever experienced in the past year. And the staff looks forward to you coming, and they always remember your trainings. And I had a person this morning at the gym. I work out every single day at 4:30. And this gentleman said, my wife came to your store last Saturday, and she just asked this gentleman about creatine. And the guy went into an encyclopedia of explaining every aspect. And she said, how does Ed train these people like that? I've never been in a store with more knowledgeable staff. Well, part of that training comes from people like you, Anthony. Anthony's with Better Being Company, national educator, and is giving a lecture. We'll be giving one very soon and training the staff. And so welcome to Vital Health Radio, Anthony.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, yes. And I will have to admit that I was really stupid about the name of your company. For at least 3 months, I don't know why.
Are you just now figuring this out?
I did just figure this out in the past 5 days.
Okay.
I thought it was Better Bean. It's Better Being, B-E-I-N-G. I thought it was Bean. Better Bean Company. And I thought,
did he get the name right?
we used to be called Nutraceutical, and that changed to Better Being a couple of years ago. And you're not wrong. People think we're a roasting company at this point.
Okay, good. I'm not the only person. Yes. And I want to talk about myself, as I usually do.
Huh?
Thank you, Clint, for the amen on that. And I can't wait. 306 chin-ups last Wednesday to try to break a record of mine. Let me tell you one thing I did. I experimented with something called peak ATP that Anthony's going to talk about. ATP, and I'm not going to go into explanation of it, but it is kind of what helps you to have the ability of the body to do multiple different functions. One of those is in the field of exercise. Well, I experimented with it. I did some training for this chin-up thing. I did one pill before a workout. Then I did two pills, another workout. Then I did three. Then I did four. And I found it to be a bell curve for me. Actually, the two was the ideal dose. Don't know if it was just all, you know, maybe just the day that I did it. But when I did this chin-up last week, I took two of those 1 hour before, and I definitely feel the difference in the gym when I do this product, ATP. Tell people, what is that?
ATP stands for adenosine triphosphate. That's a real scientific term. It's ultimately fuel. So okay. You got a picture. I love to relate to things that are, you know, objects we have every day. A car would be one of them, right? You got to put gas in the car for the car to move. And ATP would be the fuel that would get that car moving. Mm-hmm. It's a much more dense topic than that, mm-hmm. but in a surface level.
And as a supplement, it's not found very commonly that you can get direct ATP. We do things that help our body make it, from coenzyme Q10 to magnesium to a few others. But that's the body taking something and then turning it into this fuel, this gasoline. But this is actually ATP, right?
Mm-hmm. It's the first kind there's ever been made that is.
I was going to say, I've never heard of that before. That's cool.
ATP?
Well, I've heard of that, but I've never heard it being able to take directly like that.
It's the first of its kind. Yeah. So naturally in the body, as Ed was referring to, is you have a thing called AMPK. And that is a kinase, which is it's an enzyme, right? And so what that
is. There's a kinase, an enzyme? Mm-hmm. Is that what that means?
That's what it is. Yeah.
Because I want to ask about that also, because again, I'm asking these things as a little bit of a selfish reason. I'm getting older. I'm not going to say I'm old, but I'm getting definitely in the fourth quarter of life, and I want to maximize every single thing I can mm-hmm. to have the best quality of life, not really live that much longer, but to be the best I can be while I am still here breathing, unlike people who just eat donuts and peanuts and potato chips. Clint Powell. Yeah, there you go. Oh, I brought him a sandwich.
Look what Ed brought me.
I know. I brought him a nice sandwich from Marlene at Be Well Labs that had a great piece of protein on it, and he just doesn't like cheese. So he's just eating potato chips.
I defaulted to the bad stuff. My bad.
The seed oils, who I preach about constantly.
But I am going to go buy some Better Bean ATP for my workouts. Okay. So I will be able to counteract this. It's not a good philosophy, just this one time, but I will get a better workout because of this man's product.
There you go. Right. There you go. So again, finish up with ATP. Yeah. What are some of your feedback in your life with people using this? What people would it be good for?
Everybody. Naturally in the body, and I'm going to explain this during that lecture that I'm doing, ATP is produced. It mm-hmm. is something, think of your body as a fuel gauge. So the car has a fuel gauge, empty, half tank, full, right? ATP means you're full. Your body's got a full tank of gas and it's good to go. As you burn through that energy, it starts to become what's called AMP, which is a monophosphate, not a tri, which means there's one phosphate molecule, not three phosphate molecules. When this happens, your body produces AMPK. This is also a supplement in which you sell. AMPK is an enzyme that goes, okay, you're empty. It's time to make more. It's going to pull fat, it's going to pull carbohydrates, glucose, and it's going to bring it in, and it's going to kick on the Krebs cycle. So in layman's terms for that, the Krebs cycle, think of it like a recipe.
Okay.
Your body goes, hey, I need a cup of this ingredient. I need a quarter cup onion. I need a 3/4 cup tomato. Okay. So it takes the fat, it takes the carbs, it brings it all together. You cut it all up like little ingredients. You now have about 1/4 cup of ATP and you got 3/4 cup of NADH. This is another supplement people.
NADH. People are a little bit familiar with that because it's under the heading umbrella of anti-aging.
Right. And so then the body goes, cool. Think of NADH as a battery pack. The battery pack then goes into the mitochondria, it supercharges it, and you will produce 10 to 15 times more ATP. So now your fuel tank is back up, it's full again, and what makes the peak ATP, as you mentioned during mm-hmm. exercises, think of your car being full and you're going on a road trip, and you see that tank, you know, emptying as you're driving. How cool would it be if you don't have to stop and you can just throw a little bit of gas in the tank while you're driving? So what peak ATP does is it tops off the tank right before you go into that exercise, okay. and it keeps you full. And it's the first of its kind that is ATP without requiring the production of it on the back end.
So people who don't give a crap about chin-ups, but they're more fatigued, they don't have stamina, they're getting older, or even if they're younger and still sometimes run out of stamina, which is better to take then, the AMPK or the ATP?
I would say both. People automatically default to caffeine. That is their ultimate decision. They go, I'm going to take caffeine. I'm going to do better in the gym. That's what pre-workouts are, right? Those block adenosine receptors. And so adenosine is part of that energy you just talked about. Mm-hmm. When you block an adenosine, your fuel tank can't go to empty because your body doesn't know it's getting empty. It's blocking it. Mm-hmm. And so it puts the pedal to the metal. It tells your sympathetic nervous system to kick on and you better go, and it gets you jolted. But your body's still on empty and you were never able to kick on that production, and you need to be tired to do that. And so what this does is it gives you natural energy by just taking it.
Natural energy. Mm-hmm. That's a that's what so many people don't have anymore.
Well, and you defaulted to what I do. I love a good pre-workout, which is fine. There are some really good ones out there. But most of the time, because I may not be around a shaker, I don't have it with me, I'll swing by and just get caffeine and just drop some caffeine in me. And it feels good. Kinda. Even then you get jittery and there's the after, you know, the half life of it, and then you don't sleep if you work out late. And I don't, it's not producing any of these other positive side effects. It gives me jittery energy for a while.
It's blocking adenosine.
Yeah, that's it.
It's forcing you to be energized in a time when your body wants to be tired.
Yeah. Well, you just described my afternoons. Thank you. If Ed could step out of the room for a minute, can we just talk about how to fix that? I think he just did. Yeah.
Yeah. I have not tried it. I will be trying that before the sun goes down, probably, or before the sun comes up tomorrow, before to try to rebuild that. Makes total sense. And that's why when you run out of that fuel from caffeine and stimulants,
you crash.
Your tank was emptying, but yet you didn't feel it emptying. So when it did empty, you crashed.
Correct.
Yes.
You just kept emptying the tank and just didn't feel like it. It's almost like if a gas gauge broke and you didn't know you were emptying out, and all of a sudden you're like, why am I so empty? I thought I had plenty of gas. The reserve that you don't see when it hits zero, you don't know when it runs out, it ran out.
Oh, yeah. And you're driving the car down the highway and you got a quarter of a tank left, and you know it's time to go get gas, but you don't want to. Then now's not the time to put the gas pedal down.
There you go. Yes. Yeah.
That's what caffeine does.
Yeah. I fly small airplanes, and fuel management is far more important in that plane than it is in a car. And once you start seeing it go down, you try to be as efficient as you can to get to that runway. So I think I love things that are supplemental that you don't have to get blood tests to see if they're working. Mm-hmm. You know if you have more stamina. You know if you have more energy. Your day will tell you that. And they're totally safe. Anyone take these?
Mm-hmm. It's something produced in the human body by every age group, every mm-hmm. type, men and women. Doesn't matter. It's completely natural.
If I do take it to work before workouts, what's the timeline? How long will it be in my system? In other words, can I take it too late and still want to get a good night's sleep? Because I just don't know about the product.
It's not like that, right?
Okay,
so
good.
Your body can produce ATP and regulate itself just fine.
Okay.
You can go to bed just fine.
Okay.
It's just when you take caffeine, you can't.
I got
you. So you can take it right before bed and it wouldn't affect you in that same manner.
Perfect. Interesting. Yeah. I love that kind of stuff. Let's move on to one other thing. It's one that I've been bouncing all over about, reading and studying for 2.5-3 years, Ancromancia. Mm-hmm. Ancromancia is under the umbrella of a probiotic, but it's certainly vastly different. I remember the first day I heard the word Ancromancia, I pay for the podcast with Peter Attia, and I do for several people who I really trust that are on the cutting edge of at least their data and their knowledge, mm-hmm. not that I agree with all the time. But I remember him saying, you know, the world of probiotics is, we have a lot to learn and we don't know exactly what we need to know at this point, but we know a lot about Ancromancia. And I was like, I don't. Where was I during all this? This was 4 years ago, probably. And you know, we just didn't know much about it, at least on this industry didn't. Mm-hmm. There was some good published studies, but it had not been marketed. What is Ancromancia? And I have talked to the people at Vital Planet, the experts down there who make tremendous probiotics. We've had discussions last few months ago down in the convention in Orlando. And I pretty much said, I want to take Ancromancia, but I don't want to do it every day. I feel better doing it maybe 2 to 3 times a week because it produces something called mucin. Let's talk about Ancromancia mm-hmm. and opposing that or adding it to your probiotic family.
Yep. Ancromancia is a probiotic. It's part of that family. And you actually, being as healthy as you are less at risk for not having it. Mm-hmm. Every child born typically has 3-4% Ancromancia in their entire gut. So,
really?
You know, exactly. They're born with a heavy amount of it.
Okay.
So where is it sourced? Fecal matter of an infant, right? So that's where it's originally sourced. And people are going to go, that's disgusting. But you got to treat probiotics like a sourdough starter. You make an original batch mm-hmm. and you can continuously pull starter from it forever. Mm. If you get an original batch of probiotic, you can pull from it forever. And so it's sourced from fecal matter. But at the end of the day, when you take it, what you're doing is recolonizing it in your body. Now, healthy people that work out every day, eat right, sleep correctly, they tend to maintain their Ancromancia over their lifetime. Mm. People who are sedentary, eat terribly, you know, we know who we're talking about. Those people are at risk for losing it. And the average American has less than 0.5% left. So they kill it off throughout their time.
And the purpose of it in the world of it being different than lactobacillus or the other probiotics is what?
It is a signaling agent for a lot of different things. So it is a metabolism enhancement. And so acromantia, what it does is it signals protein 9. So if you look up what protein 9 does, and this is a hot topic for the past year, Ozempic and GLP-1.
Yes.
Everyone's on that. So you talk about protein 9. This is, hey, body, it's time to produce GLP-1. What does this do? Glucagon-like peptide 1 turns around and acts a lot like an insulin, and it helps pull sugar and it helps pull glucose and has your body efficiently burn this. And so it efficiently runs your metabolism. And acromantia is required for part of that.
I got that. Now, you mentioned before that the last show that we talked, you're talking about this was cultured from poop from babies.
Right.
Well, I know Clint made a comment last time about something about poop. What was that?
Yeah, the poop popsicle.
Yeah, way to bring it up. Nobody knows what we're talking about. Way to go ahead.
Well,
you
so
made me seem like a complete degenerate, and I appreciate that.
I've got the date of that show. They can go back and listen. So I have proof that you did say poop popsicle.
I did. I was about to mess this segment up and ask if it's like adamantium, the stuff that Captain America's shield's made of. So it kept saying that. Every time he said it, I was like, that's fantastic. It's like, does that end up becoming?
I don't want to break your soul, but adamantium is Wolverine.
It's Wolverine. It's the stuff. Vibranium is the shield. Adamantium is the stuff he's made of.
Right.
Okay, now you're up there with Ed. Both of you are kind of jerks to me today. I'm just going to eat my chips and leave y'all talk.
Go for seed oils. We love them. Yes. Build some more damage to the
artery. I'm the before pitcher. We got
to
have before pitchers in life. It's okay.
Okay. What is mucin? Because that's what acromantia does help produce.
So you have a couple things inside of your body, right? You have that and you have villi and microvilli. And so what those are is it helps produce surface area in your intestinal tract. This is important because the more surface area present in the intestinal tract, the more availability to absorb nutrients from the food in which you have going through. And so what that does is if you don't have enough of that mucin production, enough of that villi, surface area, you can start having food kind of go through the cracks. And this can lead to issues of inflammation. This can lead to...
Are we talking leaky gut?
Leaky gut.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's tight gap junctions are what they're called. And when they're not properly fed and when they're not properly given the postbiotics they require, you start to loosen. Almost like acid reflux is like a sphincter issue. Your gut starts to open. That causes leaky gut.
Interesting. And I know that your brand made by Solaray is so much less expensive than the other two that we carry.
Right.
What is the reason for that?
I don't ever like to bash anything about other brands, but the fact of it is that there are types of probiotics. You have anaerobic and you have aerobic. Mm-hmm. So one requires oxygen, one can die in oxygen. So acromantia being an anaerobic probiotic, if it ever touches oxygen, it becomes volatile and typically dies. And so what you have to do is you have to heat and activate it, put it into a chamber of low oxygen to no oxygen, put flame to it or heat to it, kill it and turn it into a postbiotic. So that way your body can use it that way. The ones on the shelf that are $80, $90, $100 are the probiotic. However, as soon as it touches oxygen, it is no longer viable. And so therefore the cost comes from the raw material itself.
Uh-huh.
We're able to get a lot more out of it when you kill it.
And so killing it and we consume it, it's not waking back up, is it? It's doing what?
It's not waking back up. What it's doing is think of an ABC, like algebra, A plus B equals C, right? So when you give yourself an A, which is a prebiotic, those probiotics, B, produce C, postbiotics. When acromantia being a heat inactivated postbiotic, it is feeding those probiotics to in turn produce more postbiotics, which will in turn increase acromantia production. It's a kind of a sideways way.
Interesting. So we can do this with normal probiotics without any concerns whatsoever.
Correct.
It's just adding to that family.
Correct.
And to have what you said, 5% of an infant is acromantia. That's it. I love following what I call ancient wisdom, and ancient wisdom is following the patterns and rituals of tens of thousands of years of some homeostatic physiology. Those are big words, Clint. And
I'm looking them up as we speak. Okay. Continue, sir.
And so what that means is I feel confident. First, I feel more confident with the history of physiology, if we know it for a fact, than I ever do with textbook knowledge at this point, because often that gets a problem pops up down the road that we didn't realize was going to happen. And I've never seen a problem pop up when you follow the rules of nature. I never have. Maybe it doesn't work exactly like you want, but it doesn't cause harm. And I think the first thing we should do in any field of health is do no harm first. including the nutraceutical world, not just the pharmaceutical world.
I have to agree. Your staff was great today when we talked about this training and we were discussing probiotics. You're given genes at birth. We talked about this last time, and your genes are expressed, how tall you are, eye color, hair, etc. The microbiome control over 3.3 million genes in your body over its lifetime. The you are what you eat term is real. So you have to take care of yourself. You're almost 90-95% bifidobacterium at birth. You have a 4-5% acromantia concentration. And what we do is we age. Acromantia goes down, mm-hmm. bifidobacterium goes down, and we begin to age. So what you have to do is eat right, take supplements that are good for you that help balance out that bifidobacterium and that acromantia.
And in the field of what we do, the nutraceutical field, leaky gut destroys our health because of multiple reasons we're not going to go into, but we need to have a very tight junction within the intestines. If not, molecules are going through this little intestines that's causing everything you would not want to happen in your health. Yes, Clint.
I was just saying this has been a good conversation. I've enjoyed it.
I have too. Anthony is a walking encyclopedia. And he has many words that are more syllables than you usually speak.
Yeah, if we were playing Scrabble or something, he would win. But we're all in this together. Oh, it's okay. Our health journey, Ed.
All right. Hey, thank you, Anthony, so much for joining us. You come from what state?
Utah.
Utah. So he comes over here. I mean, does that not say something about that company, that they are going to send a person here from Utah over and over to help train this staff, my beautiful staff of 29 people on the floor, a total of 38, but about 29 in the store. And the way you explain, they remember it. They remember it. So thank you. And we will hopefully see you in another 6 months.
Of course.
All right, Anthony, keep that anchormancia going. And this is Vital Health Radio, empowering you to take charge of your health, and more after the break.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Hey, Chattanooga, are you ready for some SEC college football? Well, we are. I'm Sean Whitfield. Join Stephen Hargis, sports editor with the Times Free Press, and me each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for College Football Radio on Rock 103.7. Start your SEC college football game day with us. We'll talk nothing but SEC college football. College Football Radio on Rock 103.7 each Saturday morning at 9 a.m., a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's a regional leader that really stands out, the Vascular Institute. Why are we your easy button for care? At the Vascular Institute, we put you in control. Self-referrals are not just welcome, they're encouraged for maximum convenience and flexibility for all. No more waiting in the dark. We offer timely appointments to address your symptoms promptly. Your health is our priority, and we understand the importance of swift action. Experience the team of dedicated specialists who provide personalized care. If you're looking for more than just care, if you're looking for the leaders in their field, choose the Vascular Institute, your trusted care provider, and experience the VIC difference today. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize U.
Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, joined by my good friend, co-host, Clint Powell. So let's keep this conversation going as we explore more ways to protect and strengthen your health. I want to say really quickly, Dr. Keeley, I love talking to him because it's an unusual conversation that I don't normally have with people. But maybe you, if you heard him and you think, well, I really would like to see this guy, but how do I do blood work? He's going to refer to Be Well, which is the partnershipping that we've had for 10 years with Marlene at the clinic. And you can go to their website called beginwithlabs.com to look into that. But that's how it works. So it's all been, all the challenges have been knocked down, and it's really pretty darn easy, pretty darn easy. So I wanted to talk about, I forgot what I want to talk about.
That's okay.
Oh, I know.
Okay. Well,
Tell people about your new podcast, building the thing you're getting ready to start.
Oh, yeah, the new studio.
And your podcast. Yeah, well. It's exciting. It truly is.
Well,
it,
this is the Nuga Podcast Network. You can find all of our podcasts. I think I've got 16 now that either I own or I host, where you can find them, local, regional. And we talk about national topics, too, from crime to politics for veterans, adventure, health, business, you name it. We talk about it. Nuga Podcast, that's plural, NugaPodcast.com. We're in the process of building a new studio. It's not going to be as nice as Whitfield Media Studio, but it's going to be very functional, really nice for our guest, and it just gives us a place to, at least from on my end, to base myself out of for that and the business coaching I do. So thank you. And just like this radio show goes out on podcast platform, they're very effective way to get messages out.
That's one way we can keep learning, because that's, to me, one of the most important things is having discipline and the ability and openness to learn new information. One really cool study I saw that I thought was impressive. Thankfully, I did this. Babies who grow up with dogs have stronger lungs and much lower asthma risk. This actually showed that babies exposed to dog allergens early in life had 48% lower risk of developing asthma by age five. This living in a bubble and being afraid of dust, dirt, and germs is really unhealthy for us. Now, do we want to be around people with the flu? Not really. Speaking of the flu, we've got a couple employees. I've got family members. I'm not going to brag about the fact that I haven't, but I've been lucky
so
far.
48 times, so everybody gets something, yeah.
And what do we do about that? It's, first off, anything you're going to do needs to be done therapeutically within the first 36 hours, or it's going to be minimal what you can do after that. I'm a big fan of a product called ACF. It's liquid. It contains about 17 different ingredients, horrible taste, but I would be jumping on that early, early on. On the 18 to 80 podcast that you and I did, Clint, I did speak about methylene blue.
Yep.
I'm not saying that you should run out and get that for something like this, and you certainly go to your doctor if you feel the need to do that. I'm a big fan of IVs if you're capable or willing to do that at the Be Well Labs. Vitamin C, glutathione.
They have an immune one there for to help you get feel better.
You did one, didn't you?
I did, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and it wasn't that hard, was it?
No, it just sat there. Yeah, it just sat there. They had the hard part. They had to get everything started. I just sat there and was being my great self.
No comment.
Yeah, it's okay. You don't have to. I think I speak for the masses, but go ahead.
Yeah, all right. Well, that wraps it up for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio. Remember, you can catch past shows anytime on your favorite podcast platform or visit us online at Vital Health Radio. On behalf of Clint Powell, myself, and the incredible team of 37 staff members at Nutrition World, we sincerely thank you for spending part of your day with us. Until next time, take care, stay healthy. We'll see you right back here next week on Vital Health Radio.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.